Director Alexander Payne has made a name for himself with fans of independent films, with works like Election and About Schmidt. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has this review of his newest film, Sideways.
Miles and Jack are morally sketchy characters. They're feckless and self-absorbed, fraudulent, even to their best friends. Spending a week in their intimate company sounds like a chore, or worse. It is the counterintuitive triumph of Sideways, the wonderful new film by Alexander Payne, to turn 7 days with these scoundrels into a movie that quietly, gently blows you away. Sideways brings emotional reality to an amusing character comedy, and that makes us cherish it, like the California wines that are the story's backdrop.
No, don't open that now. No. It's warm. Jack, that is a 1992 Byron.
Right.
It's really rare, okay? I've been saving it.
All right.
Please
I won't open it.
No. Jack! Half of it gone.
Hey, shut up. Okay. Here's to a great week. Come on.
Doing lifelike films about out-of-control situations has become second nature to Payne and his writing partner Jim Taylor. Here they once again mix unmixables, combining humor, pathos, and genuine feelings in a way that's warm and insightful. With Sideways, their first grown-up relationship movie, they've increased the maturity and explored the value of intimacy without losing their trademark playfulness.
Do not sabotage me. If you want to be lightweight, then that's your call, but do not sabotage me.
Oh, aye, Captain, you got it.
And if they want to drink Merlot, we're drinking Merlot.
No, if anybody orders Merlot, I'm leaving. I am not drinking any Merlot!
Okay, relax, Miles. Jesus, no Merlot. Did you bring your Xanax?
The filmmakers have been helped by their quartet of key cast members, none of whom have previously given the kind of rich performances they do here. Paul Giamatti and Thomas Hayden Church play Miles and Jack, best friends on a last bachelor fling in California's wine country. Sandra Oh and Virginia Madsen are the women who enter their lives.
I like to think about the life of wine.
Yeah.
How it's a living thing. I like to think about what was going on the year the grapes were growing. How the sun was shining, if it rained. I like to think about all the people who tended and picked the grapes. And if it's an old wine, how many of them must be dead by now?
Sideways is especially good at being non-judgmental and insightful with its characters, completely understanding behavior, but never whitewashing it. The film reveals vulnerabilities, insecurities, and not-so-occasional miscalculations. But it also makes us care about its people, while recognizing that they are as flawed as the rest of us. Sideways works beautifully on any number of levels, from the at times bawdily comedic to the genuinely heartbroken. But again and again, it is the four leads whose performances make all the difference. A film like Sideways is the fulfillment of many hopes and desires, and audiences, not the least of all.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.